What I'm going to preach on today is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It's a very familiar verse to many of us, but it says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who are called, those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren." Let me say this again. "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." I think we have a shining example here of Shemek. God causing all things to work together for good. But I will have to say, in my 54 years and my 30 plus years of serving Jesus, this verse has not always been easy to understand. How all things work together for good when things don't seem to be going very well sometimes. When there's pain, when there's struggle, when things aren't happening the way you want it to, and just the struggles of life. How does this promise apply to us? We sang today about His promises are yes and amen. And I believe that. So when you look at this, it's challenging to understand how do all things work together for good. It seems impossible sometimes that all things work together for good. Get a little bit of age on you, you start to look back and say, "I've been through some stuff." Can any of us say, "We've been through some stuff"? And you look back and you wonder, what was that all about? I've had those moments in life. But we have this promise that says all things work together for good. What seems impossible to us is not impossible for God. I feel like preaching to you this morning. Is that all right? All things are possible to him who believes. The Bible says we have a God who is sovereign over the earth. Nothing is impossible for him. So what is impossible for us is possible with God. As human beings, we're going to go through some stuff. We're going to wonder. Sometimes the stuff we go through is of our own making. We did it to ourselves. And we can identify that, but there's other times things happen that beyond our control that we didn't do to ourselves. But how does those things work together for good? How does that happen? This verse has just been welling up in me this past week. Betty Bass, last week our worship pastor, shared from the Word about the journey of life that you go on. But how do we reconcile what's happening in your life to this verse? How do you reconcile that? And today, this morning, I'm going to try to attempt to reconcile it just a little bit. You're never going to figure it out completely because we have a sovereign, infinite God and we're finite human beings. But we're going to attempt to do that this morning. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, as we come together this morning. Thank you for the testimony of Shemek and Mogdan, what God is doing, what you're doing over in Poland. Help me, Lord Jesus, to communicate this morning what you put on my heart. In the remaining time that we have, pray that you give me the grace to share what you put on my heart this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, and to those who are called according to His purpose. Now, here's something interesting about this verse. He didn't start out by saying all things work to good for everybody all the time, everywhere. He did not say that. He said, all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to His purpose. So the first caveat he has to this is all things work together for good to those who love God. Now, anybody can get up and say, "Oh, yeah, I love God. Yeah, man, God, me and God are cool. We got an understanding." Just because you say you love God, I don't believe that's what it's talking about. There's an implied reference here that he's referring to someone who's passionately engaged in serving Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who have committed their life to Him, have repented of their sin, have submitted their life, made Him Lord and Savior of their life. That's what he was implying for those who love God. Anybody can say they love God. But are you really serving, seeking after, submitting yourself to God? That's the first caveat this verse says. The second part is those who are called according to His purpose. Now, I believe every person who's committed their life to Christ is called according to God's purpose. I believe there's many people out there who are called who aren't answering that call yet. I also, can be debated, but I also believe there are people who are Christians that are satisfied with just going to heaven when they die. They've committed their life to Jesus. They've repented. They've had Jesus come inside of them. But as far as wanting God to use them, it's just a matter of, I want to go to heaven. I want to have a nice life, but I'm not really pursuing after Him. And you could go to heaven and live that way if you want to. So there's two caveats here to this promise that He's given us. Those who love God, those who are called according to His purpose, those who are following after Him. Now, even then, if you're, many of us or probably would say, yeah, we're following after Jesus. We're not perfect. And no, none of us are. But how does this make sense? How do we know when something is working out for the good? What about if you're in a situation, I can't see that right now? You know, sometimes this verse, there's an immediate response. There's an immediacy to it, and you can see it. Oh yeah, God works all things out for good. You get bumped off your plane flight. You're traveling. You get ticked off. I just got bumped off my plane flight, and then you're sitting there, and you go get you a nice meal if you can find one at the airport. And then you find out that the plane you were supposed to be on is on the tarmac for 5 hours delayed. But you're already getting on your plane. All things work together for good. It's easy to go, yeah, all things work together for good. Then you sit down beside somebody and you have to share the gospel with them. You make a job contact with them. There's something significant happen. It's easy in an immediate response to see that all things work together for good. That's the easy part of it. Or you didn't take that job. There's also a short-term delay. Let me go back again in shopping. You're out shopping. You can't find what you want. You go to another store, you got a better price, and you run into somebody you've been thinking about for 6 months. All things work together for good. Another immediate response. Sometimes it's not immediate when you're trying to determine that all things work together for good. It's not always immediate. It could be a year. It could be months. It could be a year. You didn't take that job. I've heard this testimony on several occasions where somebody was offered a job in another city. The money looked right. The hours looked right. The job itself looked promising. Upward mobility looked good. But yet there was something inside of that person, that man, that did not, and that woman, that did not feel right. There was something in there that just wasn't, there was not a peace about it. Something about it. Everything in the natural looked right, but it didn't work out. And you said, and you just have a peace, and they turned the job down, wondering if I have just messed up my life, but they followed after what they thought God was saying. And then they find out a year later that the company is in bankruptcy. The company is under federal investigation. I've heard this testimony. All things work together for good. All things work together for good. Delayed recognition of that. I shared this before, 1999, we got flooded out during that Floyd flood. Well, through a series of events where I went from where I thought my life was over and my finances were ruined, God turned it around and we ended up with a little bit bigger house with a garage. And me and Catherine grew up in a working class family. Garages on your house? Wow! We felt like we had arrived. We ended up with a better house, bigger house, more benefit, and God, all things work together for good. I couldn't see it in the midst of it, but in hindsight, I look back over life and I say, God worked it out. After that, we had a couple more children, and we had that house, and the bedrooms were really small, and we decided, we need to go buy another house. And it took us a 3-year process. We had it on the market. Somebody made a good offer. But I just did not feel right about it. I was in the middle of seminary. The kids were still a little tiny. I just didn't feel right about it. And I said, I'll take it off the market. We're not going to do it. It wasn't really anywhere we wanted to move. We wanted to stay in the same school district. And I was just, man, I hope God is going to work this out for the good. Well, I can testify, yes, He did work it out for the good. So we finally go through a year. Another year, we put it back on the market. A lady comes, makes an offer in our house, and she said, 2 years ago, when you had this house on the market, we were looking at your house, but we were not ready to buy anything at that time. And I was so disappointed, she said, when y'all took it off the market or somebody bought it. But when it went back up, she said, there's my house. all things work together for good. It took 3 years. It took a cycle of 2 or 3 years because God is working and all things work together for good. So she comes up, she buys the house, we go under contract. The very next morning, the house we bought came on the market. And at that time, the market was down. We took a hit on our purchase, but the house we bought was also cheaper because the market was down at that time. The morning that we went out for the first time to look seriously, the house came on the market. We had made an offer in a week and a half. It was ours. All things work together for good. All things work together for good. All things. Delayed prayer does not mean a no. Delayed prayer does not mean God is denying you. All things work together for good. There's also times it'll be long term before you can actually see that God causes all things to work together. It could be 5 years, 10 years away. It could be decades before you really are able to look back. You say, "Well, I haven't been I hadn't even been alive a couple of decades." I have, and I can promise you, all things work together for good. So, like for instance, in this building, many times when Pastor Mike came here and started this church, we stayed in this building. Several times we tried to move and go somewhere else, but God always kept us here. And then as the city grew, the traffic grew out here. We ended up being in a situation here where we were able to purchase the building 14, 15 years later after we were here. It took decades. Now we see that God's called us to reach this campus. God has called us to reach this city, and we are in a neutral location where everybody from any walk of life, from every neighborhood, can come to a neutral location in the city. And this is why I believe God has us here. And I'm not saying God won't do something in the future, but right now, I feel like this is where God has called us to be. All things work together for good. If we tried hard to leave. Me and Mike were talking to realtors. We tried, but God worked it out for us to stay here, buy the property. Now we're in a central location, and I believe God has planted us here for it. All things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to His purpose. There is a story of a movie, I don't know if you remember this movie, called Beyond the Next Mountain. It's about this young missionary man. He was a missionary. He was over in India. He's a British man, and he went to India, and he went out and reached out to this tribe who were headhunters. And he went in the movie. You can go and see the movie on YouTube again. I saw it years ago, and I went back and refreshed my memory. He goes and he preaches to these folks. And he went around and he told the story. He learned their language. He went and lived among them. And then the British authorities who were in charge at the time kicked him out of the country because he was getting too cozy with the natives. But he was determined to live with them and preach. And he got kicked out of the country. And after he left, all the seed he planted, the man, one of his main men that he had been witnessing to, got saved after he left. 40 years later, this man's son in the tribe, he challenged him, "We need the Bible in our language. I need you to go get educated. Go to the other mountain. Go across the other mountain." He goes, he gets educated so that he can translate and create their language and turn it into something. And while he was back in what we would call civilization, he went and he found this young man who is now an elderly gentleman, very elderly, who had went back to his career, served God in the career that God had had for him, never knowing that there was over 100 churches that had been established by these indigenous tribesmen as a result. And he was famous among them. The young man, will he ever come back? They didn't even know his name. But he was able to find him, and he sat in his living room, and he was talking to this elderly gentleman, and the goodness of Christ, he was just talking. And he said, "Sir, would you come back?" And he looked at him, the elderly gentleman looked at him and said, "Sir, my legs, I can hardly get around. He's sending you back. You're the one." Can you imagine, 40 years later, this man, he said, "I just always sort of wonder. All things work together for good." He thought he was a failure. He thought nothing had happened. He thought this is a true story. But God did something because all things work together for good. If he had stayed, maybe it would not have been as successful. Maybe if he had stayed, they wouldn't have gotten saved this quick and resisted this British man. But they gave their lives. All things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. 40 years. It took 40 years. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus, everyone. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus no matter what's happening in your life. Even if you don't know Jesus today, he so loves you. He wants to help you. He wants to be there for you. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to be able to say the word, all things work together for good. I am not standing up here to tell you I've got it all figured out. But sometime I am believing if there's any questions left that God will show it to me at the end of my life. That all things work together for good. Sometimes it's more about an internal transformation within us than it is us actually seeing anything in the natural. God will take us through things to transform us, to change us, to radically work down inside of us. I pray for people on their deathbed. I've had several times I was actually able to pray. And God took a horrible situation with disease and was able to use something, what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around and made it for good. The devil wants to destroy us. There's an evil force us, and he wants to destroy us. But we have a God who defends us. We have a God who can be, who is with us, who will cause all things to work together. And I've been able to pray with people on their deathbed to get them saved before they entered into eternity. To me, that's all things working together for good in a bad circumstance. God causes all things to work together for good. Not only personally, but also in historical settings, in the world that we live in. The Holocaust with the Jews. Millions and millions of Jews murdered. But yet there's a scripture that says in the Bible, in Isaiah 66, it says, can a nation be born in a day? Who would have thunk it? Who would have thought it was possible? And the nation of Israel, as a result of that, 1948, the nation of Israel was formed out of what was the most horrendous thing of modern history. God can take bad situations that the devil meant for evil, and he can turn it around so that all things work together for good. And I don't know all the details of what's going to happen in the end of the world, but I know Israel is going to be in the middle of it. When Jesus comes back, Israel will be in the middle of it. So there is an eternal aspect of all things working together for good as God is setting it up for the future. I don't know. I feel good this morning. Feel good this morning. Sometimes it may be eternal before we understand all things work together for good. It may be when you go to heaven, if you're a Christian in here today and you die and you go to heaven, you may not know for sure that all things did work together for good until you go to heaven. And when God shows you the panoramic of your life, it's not always about us. It's about other people. It's about the impact you possibly could have had on another person as you struggle with disease, you struggle with issues and problems and stuff that happened. Eternity. I've had some things happen in my life that I don't really understand. But when I don't understand something or I haven't got the revelation of all things working together for good, this Deuteronomy 29:29 says this, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons or our children forever, that we may observe all the words of the law. God ain't going to tell us everything, but he can take bad situations and he can turn it around and he can use it in your life. Whether it be a physical affliction, whether it be losing a child, whether it be just troubles that you would not expect, God can take it, what the devil meant for evil, and he can turn and work in your heart and make you more like him. Romans 8:29 says, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. Conforming, coming more like Jesus is really what it's all about. He wants us to make us more like him. So when we live in this world and we have those challenges and we're trying to figure out how do all things work together for good, know this, that if nothing else that you can identify in your mind, what he did inside of you to make you more like Jesus. I lost a child. I don't understand what happened, but I know that I'm a better man today because of the brokenness that God brought and humility he brought into my life through that. I wish it had come a different way. But sometimes you have to have the crap beat out of you to humble yourself. So I'm not saying God did that to do that to me, but He sure used the opportunity to work inside of me, to humble me, to bring brokenness, not in a bad way. But God is going to work. That all things work together for good. I may not like it. I may not understand it. I may not understand what's going on, but one day I will understand what all things work together for good. And even if it's in eternity. We got to have faith to believe in the sovereign God that we serve. We got to have faith that Jesus Christ is who He says He is, the Son of the living God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the one who rules and reigns, who sits at the right hand of the Father, the one who's in charge of your life, who's in charge of this community and this city. Our job is to go out and grasp the whole of the land that God has already won for us. Our job is to go out, preach this word, live this Christian life, believe God to reach this city to change the world. Because all things work together for good. So that unexpected job transfer, when friends are moving on and friends are leaving, it can be painful. But all things work together for good. All things, God has a plan. All things work together for good. But you got to have some faith to trust and believe. That unexpected job loss that's getting you, that's got you stressed out. You're wondering about the future. When God shuts one door, He opens another. All things work together for good. What looks like disaster, God can turn it around and make it for your blessing of you and your family. You may not see it the first year. You may not see it the second year. You may not see it in 5 years, 10 years, 20. But it will at some point. You will be able to say all things work together for good, if nothing else, when you stand before Jesus. I'm yelling at y'all a little bit this morning. You're facing hard times. About to file bankruptcy. God will work it out. All things will work together for good. I don't know how. I don't know when. But if you have your faith in Jesus, it will come around. It will come full circle. And Jesus will be there. Those unexpected expenses. That unexpected car that blows up in the driveway. That unexpected house problem when the roof is leaking and it's about to cave in. That unexpected problem that we didn't catch. Those problems in marriage that we didn't expect to happen in our marriage. Those problems that happen with our children, we didn't expect some of the issues with our children that's come up. And you sounded negative. Look, I'm just talking real. This is life. I wish I could promise you a bed of roses and everything is going to be perfect in your life, but it's not. But in Jesus Christ, He will give you everything you need to live a victorious, successful life in Him. He will give you everything you need. Any physical challenge you have. How many have ever said, I didn't sign up for this? How many ever said, I've said that 100, I didn't sign up for this. But the Lord comes to me and says, but I signed you up, son. And you might as well get in gear. You've been signed up and there's no resigning from life. You may not know it tomorrow. You may not be able to see all things work together for good 5 years from now. You may not see it 10 years from now. You may not see it 20 years from now. It may be 40 years. It may be the end of your life. It may be eternity. But God promised this us. That all things work together for good. You can put your hat on it. You can put a stamp on it. You can cut your finger and do blood brothers. Anyway, forget that analogy. Either way, God is going to have all things work together for good. He's the restorer of relationships. He's the one that will take broken relationships and restore it. He's the one that will get you through the struggles, the pain, the anxiety. He will get you through it. Because what? All things work together. And what's the caveat? Those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank You, Father, for Your word. Thank You for Your promises that You have given us, that all things work together for good. Father, I pray for everyone in here. I know there's many here who've got all kind of stuff going on in their life. Who's got all kind of struggles happening. This morning, Jesus, give them the energy, the grace they need to know that all things do work together for good. That you're the one who's the healer of the breach. You're the one who makes all things new. You're the one who can come and transform a person's life and change them. You're the one who is faithful and true. You're the one who died on that cross and rose from the dead and has given us all that we need to live a life of victory and success here in this earth, even in the midst of our struggle, even in the midst of our pain. All things are going to work together for good. Lord, I pray those who are weary and said, I haven't seen any of those promises yet, I pray in Jesus' name that they would begin to see the promises. They would begin to see that promise of all things working together for good. Those who are in the midst of believing for that, strengthen them in this time as they're waiting, as they're looking, and they're believing for better days ahead. Strengthen them, God, I pray in Jesus' name. If you're in here today and you say, Eddie, I don't know this Jesus you're talking about. I need to commit my life to Christ, to Him today, so that all things will work together for good. If that's you, raise your hand. I want to pray for you. If you say, I need to give my life to Jesus today, I need to commit my life to Him. Lord, I pray for everyone this morning. Have your way in their lives. Encourage them. Strengthen them today. Because, Lord, we know that You're a good God. You're a faithful God. You're more than enough. And we trust You, Jesus, for Your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Could we all stand and we'll go out with a song this morning.